If you've ever thought about going back and picking up that old instrument you used to play as a kid, Ari Goldman's book, The Late Starter Orchestra, may just give you the inspiration you need to do it. Goldman's a Columbia prof and former New York Times reporter who's also a best-selling author, but who was also, once upon a time, a cellist, or at least a cello student. He decides to start playing again and finds the group of amateur string players called the Late Starters Orchestra that meets every week in an abandoned coat factory in Manhattan to make music for the pure joy of it. The motto is, if you think you can play, you can. In the Late Starters Orchestra, Goldman takes us along to rehearsals and lets us sit in on his son's Suzuki lessons. He explores the stories of history's greatest cellists and tries to explain what motivates his fellow musical late starters. Will Goldman get good enough on the cello to be able to play for friends at his upcoming 60th birthday party? Find out in this engaging story of second chances. It's the KBOK Changing Hands Bookstore Book Notes Selection of the Month for September. The author, Ari L. Goldman, is professor of journalism at the Columbia Graduate School of Journalism and the author of the best-selling The Search for God at Harvard. Professor Goldman was born in Hartford, Connecticut, was educated at Yeshiva University, Columbia, and Harvard. He's been a Fulbright professor in Israel and a fellow at Oxford. Goldman is still an amateur cellist and plays in the New York Late Starters String Orchestra. He lives in New York City with his wife, Shira Dicker, and their three children, Adam, Emma, and Judah, who's a pretty good cellist himself. In the last decade or so, there's been a steady stream of this genre of books telling the stories of people who decide for various reasons in middle or old age to do something they've always wanted to do or relearn something they used to do as children or young adults, like learning to play a musical instrument or building a house or becoming a cheesemaker. KBOK Changing Hands Bookstore Book Notes selections have included books like this by pianists, guitarists, and horn players, doing and writing about this very thing from different angles and perspectives. These types of journeys fascinate us because they embody a single, very powerful concept, hope. The hope that an old dog can learn new tricks, that talents are not lost over the years and can be rediscovered, that learning and accomplishment is lifelong. This concept, it's called neuroplasticity by scientists, is proven by studies to have some basis in fact. It's powerful stuff, this hope. The hope that you can change, transform, grow yourself into something better, and can do something better for yourself and others. It's at the core of human experience and longing. It's what we strive to do at some point, as part of this orchestra we're all part of on this planet. There's a quote in the book by Gregor Piatigorsky, the great Russian-born American cellist, that Goldman quotes at the beginning of Part 5 in his book. He says, "Music remains above you. You are just striving to reach it. The better you become at it, the music moves higher, so it becomes unreachable." Ultimately, the Late Starters Orchestra is about the transformative power of human beings who, through chasing a dream, creating beauty, joining others to make something that's greater than the sum of its parts, can learn to heal themselves, maybe, eventually, the rest of humanity. The Late Starters Orchestra by Ari L. Goldman is the KBOK Changing Hands Bookstore Book Notes selection for September 2014. To find out more about the book and order it at a Book Notes discount, you can go to www.changinghands.com. For KBOK and Changing Hands Bookstore, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes.